Today in Your Health, we find out what you can do with a health advisory on red meat. The World Health Organization declared a link between eating red meat and cancer. Turns out the cancer risk depends on how you prepare your meat. Some cooking techniques are known to produce cancer-causing compounds. New research suggests other methods are safer. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
If you think back to chemistry class, you may remember hearing about a French scientist named Louis-Camille Maillard. He documented a chemical reaction in food that came to be known as the Maillard effect. It's basically what happens when you take a piece of meat or other food and you brown it. Chemistry professor Matthew Hartings of American University says the reaction is complicated.
Okay, let's talk about steak real quick, all right?
Hartings has his biochem students in the lab this morning, and he's bringing the Maillard effect alive with a blowtorch.
So I am torching the steak. I've got a propane torch, and you can see some nice brown color starting to come through, right? We're starting to crisp up the outside.
The steak is sizzling.
It's a great sound, isn't it?
Now, as the outside browns up and the temperature heats up, just as it would on your grill or a hot pan, the chemical reaction creates lots of aroma and flavor compounds, some of which are molecules called cyclic amines.
But it smells good, doesn't it? You have a natural response to enjoy that smell.
So here's the rub on these flavor compounds. Harding says we evolved to like them. Think of it as an evolutionary nudge from our ancestors who came to associate these smells as a sign that all the nasty bacteria had been cooked out.
Now we're starting to smell all those good cyclic amines that we just talked about, right? Those things that are telling us, hey, this all the bacteria on the outside of this has been killed. This is now safe to eat.
But here's the potential downside. If you cook too long at too high a temperature, the chemical reaction that creates these compounds keeps going and going, and more compounds are created. Some of them, known as heterocyclic amines, can be carcinogenic when we eat them in high concentrations.
So I've started to get a little bit of black on my steak where it was brown, and that's where we start making these big polycyclics. And so that's when I know to stop.
So the longer you cook, the more you have.
That's right. That's when we start to worry about the types of molecules that we're making in this and what might be dangerous.
So the bottom line, as you go from brown to black at high heat, there are more compounds created that you might want to avoid. Hartings says one workaround, a lower temperature.
If you like your steaks well done, turn down your pan and let it cook for longer.
A new study illustrates the value of this advice. Researchers at MD Anderson Cancer Center studied the eating habits of about 1,500 people, half of whom had been diagnosed with kidney cancer. Study co-author Stephanie Malconian says they asked the participants all kinds of questions about their meat intake.
We were able to gather information about how they cook it, how well done they cook it, so if they're burning it or charring it or smoking it.
Then they compared the habits of the cancer patients with the healthy people.
What we found is that the way that you cooked it did matter.
The people who'd been diagnosed with cancer were more likely to pan fry their meat at high temperatures.
Or cook it over an open flame. It was more likely to be well done or charred.
Malconian says it's important to point out that the cancer risk associated with red and processed meat is not fully explained by cooking techniques, but she says there do seem to be safer methods.
The lower risk methods of cooking are going to be things like baking or broiling. These cooking methods really are not associated with the formation of these carcinogens.
Other techniques to cook red meat low and slow include sous vide, which is usually done in professional kitchens, or in your own home, the crock pot. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.